There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting started with a bang today here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and live on YouTube at the Team 980. And it's our pleasure off the top to welcome in a guy that I got to cover back when I was on the beat. He is now the co-host of the After Hour with Jim Rohn. He is also a coaching specialist up at his alma mater at BC. 12-year NFL veteran Will Blackman is with us to talk about the Marshawn Lattimore trade. Will, what's up, dude? Appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, what's up, my man? Yeah, I saw you in Vegas. Was it? That's the last time we saw
you.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl out in Vegas. You know, hey, this year, who knows? Could I be covering a team that's there as opposed to just laughing about how far away that feels?
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves quite yet. But the Marshawn Lattimore trade clearly means that they are trying to be serious contenders this year. They're not messing around. When you heard about the trade, both from kind of a big picture, what you thought of Adam Peters being that aggressive, and immediately how he fits in Washington, how do you see this trade?
No, yeah, I mean my immediate reaction was like, oh wow, like they went and got, you know, one of their premier corners in the NFL, and that's, I did not see that happening. I think that's also, it caught me off guard. But they went out and got a competitor, man. Like Marshawn has been, you know, one of the guys who's been trying to hold it down on his end for a while, and, you know, four-time Pro Bowler, you know, defense rookie of the year. Like he's been outstanding. Now the only thing, of course, you know, he's the past couple of years he's dealt with some injuries. You know, been on IR. Right now he's currently dealing with a hamstring right now. So. But I love the fit, because if there is anyone who knows how to coach and handle passionate players like Marshawn, it's Dan Quinn. You know, he was, you know, the D coordinator with the whole Legion of Boom guys, and I kind of see him, I guess, personality and competitor-wise in that realm. So I think this is a huge win for Washington.
You did a coaching internship of some type with Dallas, right? So you would have been with DQ, yep, and Joe Witt. What is it about the way those guys handle defensive backs and teach defensive backs that's different, and how can that help Marshawn maybe acclimate a little bit quicker to what they're going to be asking him to do here?
Yes, I have pretty good history with both, actually. So I was with when Joe Witt was a – he was with the Packers. We were there at the same time, so I got to know Joe Witt pretty well. He was actually my punt returner coach when I was on the Packers, and so I got to know Joe really well when he was quality control on defense. And then when I first signed with the Seahawks, that's when Gus went to Jacksonville and Dan Quinn took over. And Dan Quinn, actually, I flew to Seattle early, so he and I used to work out in the mornings at the VMAC over there in Renton. And so I feel like just with DQ alone, like his style is rare in terms of he knows how to earn the player's trust, and because he's very, very genuine. And I think when you're able to do that as a coach, you're able to win over your player, where they know that whatever you do or say, you're for them. And he has such a really fantastic way of doing that. And the cool thing with Joe Witt is he's very passionate. He just wants to be able to put his players in the best position possible. He's someone who's worked really hard for a long time, and for him to be a DC was long, long overdue. And it was really cool that he finally got this opportunity. So together, them, you know, creating their defense and their system, how they're doing, they just allow you to play fast. They don't really give you too much. They just allow you to put you in position to really play like hair on fire, fast football. And, you know, they really preach like, hey man, like go full speed. If you make a mistake, we'll correct it. But they do a good job to make sure that you are confident first, and then, you know, we'll coach you up on your assignments.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Blackman, 12-year NFL veteran with us here on the Hoffman Show. You just heard his history with Joe Witt and DQ. And Will, one of the things that I thought was really interesting talking to Benjamin St. Juice in the spring about, he said that these guys just make the assignment so much clearer. And, you know, hey, if you get right. beat on this thing, like, don't worry about it. That's not what your responsibility is. You play that, and it allowed him to play fast. That seems so obvious as a coach. Like, yeah, you want to make sure that. Why do you think that there is that disconnect between the way that Joe Witt and Dan Quinn do it and the way that seemingly a lot of other coaches do it around the league? Otherwise, we'd see this more often.
See, that I didn't even know that interview, and I just hit it right on the head. See, that's why you call me Craig.
That's why I call you. Sometimes you even pick up, which is so very nice of you.
Oh, you're crazy. it's because... Well, because here's the thing is a lot of coaches are, they're so focused on making sure you have your assignment corrected because, you know, if you don't do your assignment on the field and then when you get into coaches' meetings and then the head coach or the coordinator is looking at you like, well, why didn't he do his assignment? So they just want to make sure that your assignment is done so that they're covered, you know what I mean? And that's the majority where very few forget, like, they still need to be a confident player. You know, there may be players out there who play really, really fast, like they play fast on the film, and you rather have somebody go full speed, and then, yeah, you want to then coach them up versus, you know, there are plenty of guys who know the entire playbook. They know exactly what to do, but then when the lights are on, they don't play as fast. And so they want to just make sure, like, hey, is he playing fast first? Then let me give him a little bit at a time, and eventually I'll give him more of what to do. But sometimes, too, like, you know, you make plays, making mistakes, you know, you might, because you're going so fast, you know, you might disrupt something and be in the right position. You know, we were playing here at Boston College, we were playing Louisville, and one of our outside linebackers, Quentin Hutchinson, he was completely in the wrong spot, and he somehow ended up getting an interception. So were we tripping on the sideline like, man, you were in the wrong spot? Nah, I mean, we corrected it later, but he went and made a play, you know? So that's kind of the deal. It's like, man, just go play fast. Like, we don't want you stressed out thinking about all the checks, and next thing you know, you're thinking and you're not in the right place.
Speaking of the checks, I'll hit this question real quick. And you had to do this when you came here. After you left Seattle, you come here. I think it was week one or in between week one and week two. And you had to learn a new set of checks, a new set of guys, how they communicated on the fly. How difficult do you anticipate that being for Marshawn Lattimore adjusting to the new defense and the new guys around him in D.C.?
Oh, I think he'll be just fine. And unfortunately, he's injured. But fortunately, he's injured. I mean, he'll have time to sit back and learn and watch and study, but he'll just be fine. Like, he's played enough football where, you know, everything is same as. Like, there's only so many coverages, there's only so many different blitzes and things you can design. So it's just a matter of him just understanding the language, and especially that he's, you know, going to be a starter and a premier player for him. They're just going to, you know, Joe's going to do a good job of kind of just crossing over, like, hey, how'd you play like this? This is what we're going to play here. And so that's going to be key. So he'll be just fine and be able to adjust. Well, and that was my case. Like, I played in multiple defenses. So for me, it was like, I'll just learn the language and I'll be fine.
Will Blackman, 12-year NFL vet, with us here on the Hoffman Show for another minute or two. What does Lattimore's ability in man coverage to be a true CB1 do for this defense and for Joe as a defensive play caller?
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely is huge. A huge asset if you can play man coverage. But even nowadays, like, defenses like cover three isn't like true cover three anymore. Like, guys, you know, you have to match it more and play closer and tighter because the ball's getting out quicker. The quarterbacks are better in terms of like the skill set, you know, especially with like the college game coming into the NFL with a lot of RPOs, shotguns and all that stuff like that in a quick game. So just allow to do that. But also too, DQ's defense is going to also allow you to have some vision and make plays on the football. I mean, you know, one year you have Trayvon with 11 picks, and next year you have Deron Bland with all those pick sixes. And then obviously we can go back to Sherman Earl and all those guys at Legion of Boom getting it, making plays on the football. So he's going to be allowed to make more plays in a defense that's friendly, and that's going to really not put so much on him. He's going to be allowed to do his job and make plays.
Last thing for you, Will, is about Benjamin St. Juice now specifically. Like, for him, he goes from CB1 to CB2 on the depth chart. In the modern NFL, in Dan's defense, how big of a change is that for him to not see those number one wide receivers as often, or will he still be seeing plenty of them the way that they're playing?
Look, I mean, it's number ones, number twos, like, they're all talented, you know, and if he doesn't see the number ones anymore, then he doesn't see the number ones. I mean, shoot, you know, I keep referencing Seattle, but Byron Maxwell didn't see the number ones all the time, and he went and got $60 million. So, you know, just make your plays when you make them, and that's it. So it's not going to be a huge deal. It's going to actually help him because then he has somebody on the other side that actually knows what to do and he can learn from.
Will, always appreciate your time, man. I know you got a million things going on, but always really sharp and great to have you back on the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Will Blackman, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, you can catch him with Jim Rome daily, the after-hour show with Jim Rome, a cool thing that they do after Rome's big national radio show. He is also a specialist up at BC at his alma mater. He's on the coaching staff there. He's got a very cool wine thing. Will's just, he's a smart dude who does a lot of cool stuff in football and out, and it's always great to talk to him and have him on the show. When we get back, more of our traditional Wednesday start, but I guess I should also probably tell you guys what we got coming up, because we got a loaded show. Right on the zeros, at the it's called the top of the hour, which I've been told that nobody knows what that means, Anthony, but I don't know how else to say it. When else would you say it? At 5 and 6 o'clock?
I think so.
Yeah, because we just had Will at 4. At 5 o'clock, Patrick Peterson. Yeah, the future Hall of Famer. Patrick Peterson. At 6 o'clock, ESPN Saints reporter Catherine Terrell. So we are loaded up guest-wise. It is a competition Wednesday, so we'll get to that coming up at 5:30. But next, you'll hear from Dan Quinn and bonus. Typically, we hear from DQ and Jaden, and you might throughout the show today still hear from the quarterback, but it's all about Marshawn Lattimore. So Adam Peters actually spoke today. You'll hear from them next here on the Team 980.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.